Hi, everybody. Welcome to Eagle 360 on this Friday at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, getting ready for Sunday night football, the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. And the last time I spoke to you, you were a little bit nervous about this game. How are you feeling now?
Well, just nervous about the implications of this game. This is a must-win for the Eagles. I believe that they will win. I believe they're the better team. I think this defensive line has proved that they can shut down that Cowboys offensive line. I'm excited to watch the game.
A lot to get to today on Eagles 360. First, a little bit of a note about last night. Arizona continues to win down to its third quarterback, down to its fourth quarterback now, with Drew Stanton down. An amazing that they keep winning and lead the NFC West. So the Arizona Cardinals in the playoffs, and we'll maybe see them down the line.
We will. And
you believe that's going to happen, don't you?
I'm hoping that we'll go out to Phoenix and play the Cardinals in the second round. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, we'll see. Eagles got to win this ball game on Sunday night. The Dallas Cowboys. We've got Jason Kelce, Eagles center, coming in to join us on the show. First things first, though, it's been a busy week at the NovaCare Complex, coming off the loss to Seattle, looking to the second game in 17 days against the Cowboys. And for that, we give you our Week in Review presented by Gatorade.
A loss of 5 yards on the play. Terrific tackle led by Michael Kendrick. There have been a lot of games over the years played for the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know that they have ever absorbed this kind of flicking from beginning to end. The Eagles are now in first place all by themselves with a 9-3 record.
Don't get no better than that.
This team's got good resolve, and I expect them to be flying high when they get in here tomorrow and get ready to go. And there's no better thing to get their attention than playing the Dallas Cowboys at home in the Link in front of our crowd. So I think they'll be fired up for it.
It's Dallas part due as the Birds welcome the boys to Lincoln Financial Field Sunday night with the division on the line.
Bo, it's Dallas week.
It is Dallas week, Dave. And listen, this is a game that has very, very serious playoff implications. Eagles need this win.
It's not going to be the walk in the park that they had in Arlington, Texas on Thanksgiving Day. They have a more healthy Tony Romo.
We're going against a really, really good team who's going to provide a great challenge for us, and I'm very excited about that opportunity.
We're excited about the challenge. We know they're going to come in here excited.
And obviously, you know, what we did to them on Thanksgiving is probably still in the back of their mind. So
we have a chance to play the Eagles again. They're an awfully good football team.
Beat them up on Thanksgiving, but to me, I think the Eagles up front really have an advantage against Dallas.
And I know a key matchup is going to be Michael Kendricks against DeMarco Murray.
It's when Mike makes the decision to go, how much ground he covers, and the suddenness in terms of his burst right here when he goes.
110%, full speed, you know, every play.
The pass is the pass, and the future is
the future.
And it's going to start with us. We're going to have to bring the most energy on Sunday night.
You got to go out there from the first play. Try to hit somebody in the mouth.
I mean, everyone knows the importance of the game. Everyone in Philadelphia will let you know if you don't know how important the game is.
This one's got a little bit extra juice, obviously. It's for the division.
We're going to prepare for a battle, and we don't expect anything less.
It's just about really going out and executing, and which team can execute better.
If the Eagles play their A game and the Cowboys play their A game, the Eagles win.
Well, Dave, everybody does seem to be focused on the matchup of the Eagles' defensive line against the Cowboys' offensive line. But how about the other side, where last time the Eagles really able to get something going on the ground, Jason Kelce, the man in the middle there.
Yeah, and having Kelce back healthy is obviously a good thing for the Eagles' offense, looking to establish the run game, giving Mark Sanchez some time. When we return to Eagles 360, Jason Kelce, beard and all, in studio on Eagles 360.
I sept to Philly.
Yo sept to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I sept to Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC. Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I sept to Philly.
Anywhere.
Hard work, 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 work
imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles center Jason Kelce. Thank you so much for coming in, Jason. And this is what I want to start with. I'm really glad to see you on the field. I know how much you love the game, how much you prepare for the game, and when you got hurt, it must have just been really, really difficult for you.
Yeah, no, quite frankly, I've been hurt a little bit too much since I've been in Philadelphia. That's the one negative thing about this game is that injuries do happen, and luckily this one wasn't a season ender. I was able to get back out there.
How did you get back out so quickly? Because that used to be an injury that would take forever to heal.
Yeah, and it's still an injury that's widely a little bit misunderstood. You know, we have one of the best doctors that performed the surgery.
Dr. Myers,
Bill Myers. He does an incredible job, and he really revolutionized the whole surgery, actually. And he's right here in Philadelphia, right down in the Navy Yard. So having him that close really helped me out. And, you know, we have a great, obviously, sports science department and great training staff that have helped me tremendously.
I'm not sure if fans consider how much players, I mean, you play because you love the game. And when it's taken away from you, what's that do to you? Even only for a few weeks.
Well, no, I think you. The reason you love the game is because it's the ultimate team sport, and you develop this brotherhood and this love for each one of the guys out there. And especially when you're a part of an offensive line, a unit like that, when you're out there and you can't be on the field with them, you know it's frustrating. Then you're all of a sudden kind of an outsider there for a little bit, and you know you don't have that same level of brotherhood that you had when you were out there.
Yeah, because you're not in the mix.
You're not in the mix. Yeah.
You feeling good now physically, all the way back?
I wouldn't say all the way, but you know, this is I'm back to where I can play football again.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those injuries like we were talking about. It'll linger here for a little bit, but you know, it's definitely something on game day that I don't really think about.
Let's talk about that brotherhood and what's going on in the locker room.
Sure.
I mean, you've been here long enough to experience some highs and lows. Your opinion of everything that's being cultivated in the locker room and in this building?
Oh, I think it's been outstanding. Really, ever since Chip has taken over, the whole culture of the team and the organization has really made a shift, and it's been great to see that change. I think a lot of what was happening towards the end of Andy's run here, we had some we really lacked a little bit of a leadership. We lacked a little bit of the togetherness that I think that he had when he was really, really successful here. And for whatever reason, I don't know that there's one glaring spot that stands out, but I feel like we got that back. And, it's definitely been something that's been great to watch over the last couple years.
It's not easy to have. Not every team in the league has that sort of feeling of everybody's in it together.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you listen to Coach Kelly talk, you know, culture beats scheme any day. And, you know, I think that's something that we take seriously here. I think that we have good leaders, we have good coaches, and we have a good culture that really sets the precedence and gives people the ability to become the best they can be.
We got Dallas again, second time in 3 weeks here. Yep. When you're studying, do you find that you're watching the same things that you watched 2 weeks ago, or do you just kind of watch the Chicago game and changes from then? How does it work?
Definitely watch the Chicago game. We'll definitely watch the game that we just got done playing.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is I think we had a lot of success on offense, so for us to expect that they'll come out and do the exact same thing, I don't think that that's necessarily going to happen. I think that they'll have some stuff dialed up to try and stop and slow down our offense. So we just got to be ready for whatever they end up throwing at us.
It's a great way to get things going here in December. 3 games against the NFC, the division title on the line. I mean,
yeah.
National television on Sunday night. Fired up about this game, obviously?
Well, yeah, obviously. You know, you're fired up about every week, and we try and make every single week as close to the same as possible in season. But this one's got a little bit extra juice, obviously. It's for the division for the most part. And, whoever wins this game is going to have a significant leg up. So, we understand that this is a very important game for our team. And we're going to have be putting in a lot of work this week to make sure we come out on top.
Yeah, and it wasn't like in Dallas it was the perfect offensive performance. I mean, the red zone, I mean, there's still a lot of points that you feel like you're leaving on the field.
You know, we had a successful day offensively, but really there were a lot of things that we could have done better. And, you know, which is a little bit encouraging with how many points we scored, that if we would have played better, we could have probably put up more points. So I think that, you know, there's things that we still can learn from, get better from. Obviously, last week there's plenty that we can get better from. And, you know, we're just looking forward to getting back out there.
Thanks, Jason.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in. Great great luck to you on Sunday and the rest of the way. Jason Kelce in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
You get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. The Eagles are building a roster in every way imaginable. They said they would. Howie Roseman and Chip Kelly looking under every rock for players. And, Bo, free agency has been very, very good to the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's exactly right. 2 years ago, it was the defense, Connor Barwin, Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher. This year, it was all about beefing up special teams. You got the guys like Chris Maragos and Brian Braman, and what an impact they have made, the best special teams in the league.
Yeah, and obviously Malcolm Jenkins, a big part of it. Talk about special teams. Chris Prasinski comes in midway through the season and made an impact as well. So the Eagles have done a nice job bolstering the roster, and that gives us a chance to segue into taking a look at the all-time. Why not the all-time best? The five best signings for the Eagles in the franchise's free agency history.
Free agency has only been around in the NFL since the mid-90s, but undrafted and waived players have always played a part in building a team throughout history. That's why this week's Top 5 focuses on the top 5 free agent signings in Eagles history. Coming in at number 5, one of the best tackles in his day, John Runyon.
John Runyon gets signed here in the early 2000s and becomes, you know, the dual-headed anchor of that offensive line along with Trey Thomas.
You're talking about a guy, for every single season that he suited up for the Eagles, I believe he didn't miss a game, all 16 games. No matter what year it was, John Runyon was out there at the tackle position. That's a tough position to play. And this is when the Eagles were their most successful.
And a congressman who got two terms and got the heck out because he's smart and realizes football is better than politics.
Memo to John Runyon, you can come on my show. I love you so much. I'm not going to be difficult. When he was, like, you know, standing up for something, I called his office and said, you got to come on the show. And his staffer said, yeah, I'll return the call. I called the staffer back. I said, does John Runyon know that he's the only guy in Congress that's going to get a free pass from me? He is. He's the only guy. He can come on and I'll still just say, listen, man, you won us a lot of games. I don't really care what your politics are.
Coming in at number 4, the greatest kicker in Eagles history, David Akers.
David Akers became a fan favorite. You know why? Because girls love to wear number 2. That's why. But he was a pretty good kicker.
David Akers, to me, presented stability. You know, you didn't worry about big kicks. And people forget about how many big kicks that he had in that era. You can make a case, the greatest kicker in Eagles history, David Akers.
You remember him for what he didn't do. He never missed. My favorite moment with David Akers is, okay, last game in Giants Stadium, and Giants played the Eagles, I was screaming my darn head off. I had won some seats right behind our bench. And at the end of the game, Akers came over and threw me a perfect spiral and said, the game ball is yours. I grabbed the greatest catch I've ever made in my career. And he let me have the game ball of the final game and victory for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll do anything Akers wants. Anything.
Coming in at number three, the first star the Eagles took from the 49ers, Ricky Waters.
Ricky Waters was a great pickup. Despite the for who, for what moment, Ricky Waters was a pretty good running back in this town. I'd say one of the really solid free agent signings.
First off, I think Ricky Waters was a phenomenal free agent signing. Ricky Waters, to me, is a guy who should be in the Hall of Fame. He came here and, you know, there was the who, for what game, but I look at everything that happened after that and what a dual threat he was.
Coming in at number two, a future NFL executive, Troy Vincent.
The great thing about Troy Vincent was the size. He had the size and the speed that the teams look for now. I mean, when you're talking about drafting, all you ever hear is, oh, man, this guy's 6 foot. He can run a little bit. Well, that was Troy Vincent. Troy Vincent was a shutdown corner who was also physical enough to play safety.
I mean, Pensbury kid coming back home, I think it was kind of the turn of where this team was going to be and that they were going to spend some money. It kind of sent a message. To me, it showed that the Eagles are willing to open the checkbook and they were not afraid.
First of all, he's just a really quality person. I mean, the guy just walks in your locker room and you're a better team just for having him there. I mean, he's smart. He understands the game. He's one of those guys that you can say he gets it. I mean, he understands all aspects of it. He's a total pro. One of the things that Jim began building his defense around was knowing that his cornerbacks could play one-on-one. And I can send people at the quarterback. I can rush the passer and I can blitz and I can do a lot of the things that I want to do to get pressure on the quarterback because I know I have a secondary that will hold up.
And taking the top spot this week, the best $100 ever spent, Pete Retzlaff.
The Detroit Lions put Pete Retzlaff on waivers. And that meant that any team in the league could claim him for $100. Literally $100. The Eagles claimed him for $100, and he came to Philadelphia. Pete's career really blossomed when Norm Van Brocklin came to the Eagles in 58. I mean, when he finally got paired with a great quarterback, and he really sort of mentored Retzlaff and taught him about running patterns and how to catch the ball and everything, and really brought out the talent that Retzlaff had. And in his first year playing with Van Brocklin, he tied for the league lead in receptions. So that was one of the better $100 purchases I think the Eagles ever made.
So there you have it, your top five free agent signings of all time. Let us know what you think on Twitter using @EagleShows, #EaglesTop5.
You can watch Inside the Eagles every Friday night on 6ABC in Philadelphia. And Bo, getting back to this current team, we talk about special teams. If you're not a starter, you got to play special teams. Chris Polk has really become quite a valuable member of Dave Phipps' group.
And you talk about a guy who packs a crunch when he runs the ball running into guys. How about Chris Polk, the big physical running back of this trio of running backs for the Eagles on the other side? He talks to Chris McPherson. It's crunch time.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
All season long, stop into your local Acme Markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. Enter the code at the bottom of the receipt at swoopinandwin.com. You'll be entered to win one of several prizes, including Eagles season tickets, Eagles autographed merchandise, and Acme gift cards. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. We're back. It's Eagles 360. Chris McPherson sitting down with running back and special teams member Chris Polk. It's this week's Crunch Time.
Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson. My special guest is running back Chris Polk. And Chris, yes, you are allowed to eat the chips during the course of the interview. So feel free. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy whatsoever. So is it true, Chris, that your mom is the one who taught you to play the game of football?
Yes, she did. Like, you know, come down to the fundamentals, of course, my coach did, but...
But she was the one who first got you into
the physical aspect, how to run with it, really just, you know, just impose your will on someone. I learned that from my mom, you know, and a very unusual source. So
when did you realize that, you know, you really couldn't mess around with your mom in that aspect anymore?
She teaches
like the tackling, like the whole, like, your physical running style?
Run with the ball, how to hold the ball, especially tackling, and, you know, how to take hits and just keep driving, just keep my legs moving, so...
So, Chris, there's a lot of legends, a lot of urban myths that are out there. Did you really score the first time you touched the ball in Pee Wee football?
Is that true? I did, yeah. I remember, like, it was yesterday because, you know, going before, like, my first practice, I was just, you know, nervous. Like, oh, Mom, what if I'm not good, they don't want me. Like, oh, just go out there, Chris, do what you do at home. I was like, okay. So, you know, I grabbed the ball, I can just hear my mom, run! So, I just took off and no one couldn't catch me. So, yeah.
So, Chris, you're one of the most prolific runners in the University of Washington history. How disappointed were you when you were not selected in a draft a couple years back?
It was a humbling experience. It definitely was tough. You know, coming in, you think you're going to go real high. Then, you know, it's just, you know, it was just a tough time. You know, even till this day, you know, the draft, and it just haunts me. That was the worst 3 days of my life. But, you know, looking back at it, I wouldn't change that for the world because it made me, you know, who I am today, you know, made me want it, made me not take things for granted, and, you know, just really made me appreciate, you know, and really see how really blessed I was.
So how would you describe that free agency process following the draft when Deuce Staley calls you and is trying to recruit you to come to Philadelphia? When I'm sure you had pretty much every team in the league saying, Chris Polk's still available, we want him on our team. Yes. So
it was pretty hectic. You know, my phone was ringing off the hook, and I just kept, you know, talking to coaches, but... You know, what really stuck out with me with the Eagles and Deuce, I really felt at home. You know, I just didn't talk to Deuce. I talked to, you know, at the time, Coach Reed, talked to Marty, Deuce. I really felt at home because, you know, funny story. I actually, before they called me, I was signed with the Redskins. Said I was going to be a Redskin. Yeah. So.
And then, so what did they say to convince you? Because you probably had.
I just felt at home. You know, it's just, I really felt like they really wanted me, like, genuinely, like, truly, you know, cared about me. You know, wanted me to come here. So, you know, I just got that sense from him, and, you know, it's been history since.
I would say you made the right choice, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great organization, great people, great coach. It's just, you know, I don't want to be anywhere else.
So you made the team in 2012. 2013, first touch of your NFL career comes in Denver. Happened to score a touchdown.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I guess they say history repeats itself. So, you know, that was just really interesting. You know, it's just... You know, it's just, that was a great day. I wish we would have got the win. So, but, you know, kind of bittersweet.
Earlier this season, you returned a kickoff for a touchdown against Washington. Washington, of course, team you almost signed with, so yeah. Fittingly there. What is the art of the kickoff return? What does it take to be able to get one to the house?
It's just an attitude. You just got to run in there full speed, you know, set up your blockers, and, you know, you just got to be determined not to let anyone stop you from, you know, getting that touchdown. So, you know, I see kickoff returns as an extended handoff. So as soon as I get the ball, I just see it as a run play and just, you know, make stuff happen.
So you score a touchdown. You wanted to run to the tunnel. You did run to a la Bo Jackson.
Yeah, I couldn't. That play was funny because I was so tired and You know, I couldn't slow down because my hamstring was still tight. So, yeah, that was a long run.
Did Chip Kelly give you a hard time about that?
No, he didn't. We laughed about it. He's just like, yeah, good job. Make sure, because I actually threw the ball, you know, before it got kind of close to where I kind of threw the ball. I could have threw the ball before I crossed the end zone. So it just reminded me of that. But, you know, he was real happy for me.
Oh, he's been on our Kelly Strayer segment and actually said next time he would want you to turn around and thank the guys instead of running all the way to the tunnel. He gave you a little hard time.
Yeah,
a little hard time.
Yeah,
for
celebrate
that,
with your teammates. He's right.
Yeah. So, last question. You almost went to Oregon.
I did.
Instead of Washington.
I did.
So what's it like playing for Chip Kelly since you didn't have that experience in college?
You know, it's a great feeling because, you know, me and that, we never got to beat them and playing against them, but I was real cool with Kenyon Barner and LaMichael James and DeAnthony Thomas. And, you know, just seeing what they did, you know, to defenses and what they expected of their running backs, you know, this offense is a running back dream. You know, they just, whether you're running, catching, you know, blocking, running routes, like, this is, the running backs are the focal points of the offense. So, you know, it's great.
Chris Polk, our special guest on this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Lay's Kettle Cooked Jalapeno Potato Chips are kettle cooked in small batches and are combined with the fiery wallop of real jalapenos to give you that extra crunch and mouth-watering flavor.
Thanks very much, Chris. And Chris, we're coming right back. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. It's Eagles 360 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route.
Yes.
Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Football means tailgating.
And I have heard that before.
Indeed. It's time for our Amoroso's On the Menu feature. Linebacker Michael Kendricks with Pete from Pete's Famous Pizza in Philadelphia.
Hi, I'm Mike Kendricks with your Philadelphia Eagles. Today we have Pete. Pete, let these people know where you're from. And what's on this beastie sandwich?
I'm from Pete's Famous Pizza in Center City, and this is the Ultimate Goliath.
The Ultimate Goliath. What's on it?
We got French fries, mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers, steak, bacon, pizza cheese, and pizza sauce, all stacked inside of an Amoroso roll.
This is definitely my kind of sandwich. And like Pete said, it starts with an Amoroso's roll.
Do you have a favorite tailgate sandwich? Enter your photo at the Amoroso Sandwich Selfie Sweepstakes for a chance to win an invitation to lunch with me at the Eagles facility. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/sandwich-selfie.
And now we take a look at what's happening on PhiladelphiaEagles.com today leading into this big weekend. I've got a little piece on Mark Sanchez, what an important moment it is for him as he's focused on this Dallas Cowboys team, not on the future, not on what happened last week against Seattle. Beat Dallas. Bo, we've got the Wolf's Den. Can't wait to see it.
That's right. We've got a little more Jason Kelce. We're giving out the James Restaurant Awards for the best beards on the team.
Excellent. And by the numbers, bring on the Dallas Cowboys. The most important number, of course, is first place.
Number one.
That's right, number one. In the video, we've got Michael Kendrick, the progress report on the emerging third-year inside linebacker for the Eagles. In studio, the newest Philadelphia Eagle, Jerome Couplin, joins us. The third. And the first one here in Philadelphia.
There you go.
The press pass, players' final thoughts on the rematch against Dallas. On the Eagles network this weekend, you can check out the Eagles game plan. Inside the Eagles, our game plan re-airs on Sunday, our Eagles game day final. And then the Eagles Extra presented by Acme on Monday on Comcast Sportsnet on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles 360 comes your way every Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock. The kickoff show, 30 minutes before game time this week. That means it starts at 8 o'clock. On Sunday night, the halftime report, we're live from Lincoln Financial Field. The Mummers will strut their stuff at halftime.
What a show.
It is a great show. And then the postgame show presented by Rico, wrapping it up, going live to Lincoln Financial Field. The immediate reaction, Eagles and the Cowboys. I want to thank all the fans. Eagles, at Eagles Shows on Twitter, has gone over 10,000 followers. That's pretty awesome.
How about that?
And so we thank you very much for that, and thank you very much for coming to PhiladelphiaEagles.com and watching us each and every day. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.